Are you ready?
Activate.
Sequence start 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Shadows in the Dark. Hope everybody has been having a great, great week. And I tell you what, we're going to have a show tonight that is just all about having some fun. Of course, we're going to play the Paranormal Throwdown in just a little bit. Not right this very second, but here in a little bit. And of course, that's always a lot of fun when we play it here on the show. Get a chance to beat each other up for a bit, but it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a real, real good time. Now, for all those who may be new listeners to the show, of course, my name is Jeremiah Greer. I'm the host of the show, and this is Shadows in the Dark. Now, I'll tell you, one kind of new thing we got going on, Shadows in the Dark and Mysteries Magazine is now on Twitter. So if you tweet, then you... I just love this, internet terminology. If you tweet, then, of course, look us up. Mysteries Magazine and Shadows in the Dark. Follow us. We'll follow you. Of course, if you know what I mean, if you are a tweeter, why don't they call it a Twitter? But, yeah, so it's, check us out. Look us up on Twitter. We just started that, got it all up there. So it should be fun to mess around with. But like I said, we are going to have a fun show tonight. We're going to play some games, a game, the Paranormal Throwdown, and we're going to introduce a new segment as well. I don't know. I guess we're calling it It's Absurd, and you'll kind of get the idea of exactly what that's going to be about, as we get into it. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. And you'll see, and we're going to give you the opportunity to call in as well, and you can take part in, That's Absurd. As well, of course, the Paranormal Throwdown. Of course, we're going to have some prizes to give away tonight. That's going to be always have prizes. We can't do anything here around here without giving out something. So hopefully not everybody out there has won prizes and have a chance to take part in today's game show little thing. But I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take a little break. We don't have a lot of news going on or anything like that. Kind of go ahead and get into the show and all that. So we'll be back in a moment, and we'll introduce our new segments and see how it goes.
Visit www.shadowsinthedarkradio.com today to sign up for our free newsletter, join as a member of our forum, or browse our online store where you can find books, CDs, and DVDs, like a signed copy of The President's Vampire by Robert Damon Schneck, or the complete works of Dr. Gary Frick for only $20. That's four books signed by Dr. Frick that carry a great message. You also find downloadable products like Mysteries Magazine and the Donald Kehoe interviews, DVDs featuring Charlie Carlson and Mr. Lobo. So go to www.shadowsinthedarkradio.com today and be a part of the show.
Well, I'm glad to see that the chat room is starting to pile up there. Wonderful. Lust. It makes it a lot easier to play the Paranormal Throwdown, which we are going to do here very, very shortly. But like I said, we're going to introduce a new segment tonight. I thought it might be a little fun. And you'll understand where this is coming from. You know, this is a night we really don't have any guests on, and we just kind of, you know, shows like this, we like to kick back, relax, have a good time, pick on each other, kick people out of the show, whatever, you know, whatever we want to do, really. So, you know, like I said, we're calling That's Absurd. It's basically an opportunity just to complain. And I want to give you the opportunity to call in and complain yourself. And I'll start off with my little complaint about the world. And like I said, you'll understand, you know, where this is exactly coming from. So I, you know, I've got four kids. I think everybody pretty much knows that. Of course, one of them was sick, has been sick over the last 4 days, and I took him to the doctor. Went in there, simple little checkup, see what's going on. Basically, the answer was nothing at all. You know, except for, you know, he had a headache. That was what the main problem, severe headache. So he said, give him some ibuprofen and you know, he'll be all right. If it's not all right in a day, bring him back. But the ibuprofen should kick the headache out. So it's all right. All right. So I go up to the counter to pay for these services. And I thought, you know, $75 to $100, you know, something like that. You know, nothing bad at all. $222. For that checkup, for ibuprofen and a pat on the back. Plus, it took us for 2 hours. Everybody knows how a doctor's stay is, 2 hours. But $222. See, now that's absurd. Man, that is crazy. But I tell you what, like I said, we want to give you a chance to call in if you wish and kind of just complain about something, whatever it is. It don't matter. You know, it don't have to be paranormal. Unexplained, mysterious, if you just want to complain tonight. I know we always focus on that on the show, but tonight's one of those kind of laid-back shows. Like I said, we'll do the Paranormal Throwdown here. But if you want to call in, that number is 877-876-7797. Again, I'm going to give it one more time, 877-876-7797. And, of course, that is toll-free. I think basically just the United States, though. If you are overseas or in Canada, then, no, and I don't think it is toll-free. But 877-876-7797. I'm going to type it in the chat room, too, for everybody. And, you know, like I said, it doesn't have to be anything paranormal, whatever. But we got someone in the chat room. Can I complain about being fat? Yes, if you want to. Just, you know, call in, do whatever. Doesn't matter. You can play whatever you want to. But like I said, my complaint today is just about, you know, outrageous doctor bills. I mean, that was crazy. $222 for, you know, a little cup of ibuprofen and to say go on your way. You're most likely going to be all right. You know, have a good day. Man, that's expensive. That is insane. I just couldn't believe that. But, you know, I tell you, if nobody wants to call in, we'll give a few minutes and we'll get into, well, you might just get into the Paranormal Throwdown right off the bat. Who knows? But again, 877-876-7797. Call in. You can gripe about anything. Gripe about the show. There we go. Tell us what we do wrong here. I'd really like to hear that stuff. Gives us an opportunity to, you know, make it better, do some changes, you know, some improvements and whatnot. But whatever you want to complain about, that is fine with me. You know, wait, you know, we'll see if anybody calls in or not. But I tell you, it's you know, we've got a lot of cool stuff coming up. While we wait for somebody to call, we'll just tell you kind of some of the stuff that's going on. Again, if you're kind of just joining us, you can hop on Twitter and find Mysteries Magazine and Shadows in the Dark. Now, on the tweeting side of things, or tweeting, is that right? Tweeting. Also, our forum, you should go check it out. We changed the header because now that, you know, we're publishing Mysteries Magazine, we thought it would be kind of a good idea instead of creating a whole new forum. We're going to mesh Shadows in the Dark and Mysteries Magazine together in one forum. So check that out. You can see the new header. It's kind of nice. It's this community board. We've got our logos up there. And we've added a new board, which, of course, reflects Mysteries Magazine, which will be for news and updates and issue talk. You know, maybe you got something you want to talk about a little bit further in one of the issues that come out. Just go in there and do that. Or, expand on an article, whatever you want to make, whatever you may want to do. So really like for you to check that out. I tell you, we're going to take just a short, little break. We'll come back. If nobody calls in on the break, I tell you what, we'll go ahead and we'll get into the Paranormal Throwdown, and that's going to be a lot of fun. That's probably what everybody's waiting for, of course. All right, everyone, we are back, and it is about that time for the Paranormal Throwdown. So let's get us a couple contestants. What do we normally go with? Two? We want to do three tonight. We got a decent-sized chat room going there. Of course, we always have some listening that are outside of the chat room. Well, let's see how quick we get. We'll go with two, three, if a third one calls in pretty soon after the first two. So here we go. We've got the number to call in, 877-876-7797. Now, we'll give you the rules and regulation of the Paranormal Throwdown when you call in, if you are a caller who has never played the game. Which would be great to see someone who hasn't played, but that's all right. If someone wants to call in that has played before, that is fine too. 877-876-7797. So we need, like I said, we'll go with two. If we don't see two, we'll go with two and our three. If we don't see the third one soon after number two, then we will stick with two. So that's all we need, just two callers, 877-876-7797. I'm going to type it in the chat room, too, for everyone. And anyone can call in except for Captain Bugface there, who knows the answers to some of these questions because he helped put them together. But that's perfectly fine. We got plenty of others. We'd like to see someone who hasn't played before. That would be great. So now we always get callers for this. So don't tell me we're not going to get anybody tonight. I would find that kind of amazing. But very, very simple. You know, Captain Bugface's name. Always, anybody remember Captain Caveman? That cartoon, Captain Caveman. And then he had a son later on. And son. But that always reminds me of that, seeing Captain Bugface there in the chat room. But, yeah, come on, 877-876-7797. Let's see a couple callers. Surely someone will call in. If they don't, then we'll just have to throw in some more music or something like that. No, I'll talk your ear off. I have no problem with that. So, wow, we're not going to get anybody to play tonight. That's what it's looking like. 877-876-7797. If we don't see anybody, I'll talk somebody to coming in on the show. We got plenty of people I know are out there listening, tuning in, that will come in and talk on the show. But there's I can't believe nobody's caught in yet. But we got the April 17th event coming up. You don't want to miss that. That is our 24-hour broadcast. That is going to take place in St. Augustine, Florida. Now, what a lot of fun that is going to be. If you didn't make last year's, you don't want to miss this year's. It was a blast. We had a great time. Of course, we're broadcasting from the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum right there in St. Augustine. We get to broadcast right out of the side. I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the chat room. Right out of the side of the building. They've got a nice little lawn right in the front. It's amazing. It's a perfect place to do the broadcast. I tell you, we had so much fun. And, of course, you're going to see a lot of your people will come back. Charlie Carlson will be there. Robert Damon Schneck. I'm sure you'll see Dr. Gary Frick. Let's see, the Professor Slim King, Richard and Gary Lester. Trying to remember everybody that was there. We had so many people there. Scott Marlowe. Of course, the folks from Ripley's were there. This is a lot of fun. If you get the opportunity to come down to St. Augustine and be part of it, we more than welcome you. The great thing is, it is free. There's no charge. to come and take place in this event. Now, if you want to go through the Ripley's Museum, there is a charge for that. You do have to pay the regular admission fee. I think it's like 10, 12 bucks, something like that. Nothing bad. And they also have their ghost train that you can take as well. And I'm pretty sure, quote me on it, but I'm pretty sure that they will be doing the 3 a.m. ghost train once again. I didn't get the opportunity to go on that. That, man, I would love to check that out. They said it was a lot of fun. After the train ride around St. Augustine, you come back to the museum and you get to kind of go in there with some EMF detectors and a camera. So you're going to be there like 4 o'clock in the morning walking through Ripley's, believe it or not. Now, you want to talk about a place that is strange, that is crazy, that is freaky in the middle of the night, or at 4 o'clock in the morning. That would be Ripley's, believe it or not. Imagine all those crazy things they have all throughout, every museum, and walking up on that in the dark. Yes, so you don't want to miss that. If anything, that is a lot of fun. That is a blast. I am going to throw the number out there one more time. Like I said, I'll talk your ear off. I'll throw the number out there one more time. Give a couple people a chance. Come on, we two players. That's all we need. You guys know how it's played. You call in. We just ask some questions. It deals with the paranormal. It gets outside of the paranormal, a little bit of everything. It's a quiz show. You get a chance to win some wonderful prizes. And I'm not going to tell you what you win until we get somebody to call in and we play. So I'm surprised. We never, every time we've played this, we've never had where nobody wanted to call in. So I know we've got a couple in the chat room that have never played before. So let's get them to call in. That would be nice. 877-876-7797. But a little bit more about the 24-hour broadcast. Of course, we had our drum circle there, which was Carl Miranda and his group. They were there playing the drum circle. I don't know how many hours they played, 6, 7, maybe 8 hours. We had this drum circle going on right outside of the broadcasting area. Man, that was really cool. That was probably the biggest hit of everything that went on was the drum circle. The Professor Slim King performed some of his magic. Of course, we've heard him many times here on the show, but only got to see him this one time actually do what he was doing right in front of us, and it's amazing. Amazing, amazing stuff. But like I said, you don't want to miss this event. April 17th, St. Augustine, Florida. It will be 24 hours straight. We will start, this gets a little confusing. Confuses a lot of people. So we'll start Friday night at midnight. So that's Friday night, Saturday morning. And we will end on midnight, Saturday night, Sunday morning. So all day long, and it's a blast. It is going to be a blast, and you don't want to miss it. And we'll start putting the website together for it to keep everybody updated. We'll post it in the forum, whole nine yards. We'll send out the laughing at the chat room again. We'll send out the newsletters, and of course, now that we're on Twitter, we'll even tweet it. Updates as that comes through. I'm gonna have to get used to saying that. Twitter and tweet. I keep wanting to call it twit, but it's tweet. Yeah. See, for the IT guy, used to be an IT. I don't know my internet terminology all that well. I should probably be ashamed. 877-876-7797. That is the number to call to play the Paranormal Throwdown. Two people. That's what we'll take. First two people. Since it seems like nobody wants to call in, well, then we'll just take the first two people. And, anybody there, easy, easy game show. A lot of fun. And Captain Bugface there in the chat room is trying to talk him into into the game show. It looks like even my mom's in the chat room. That's not good. That's not good at all. But I tell you what, we'll play a little bit of music here. We'll be back in just a second. While we're on the break, come on, a couple people call in. 877-876-7797.
Okay,
all right. Wait. All right. All right. Hey, everyone. We do have two callers on the line. and this is where we're going to get a little crazy. All right, so we do have our two contestants. If somebody does want to call in right fast, we'll take a third contestant, 877 I don't forgot the number. 877-876-7797. All right. So on the line with us, we have Becca Boyd. So Becca, welcome.
Hey.
All right. So and our second contestant is a lady I call Mom. Mom, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Everybody told me to come in.
All right. So we.
So now what do I do?
I'm getting ready to give the rules. So this is
okay.
Neither one of you have played. This is the paranormal throwdown. So the rules are pretty simple. I've got a list of questions here that we'll ask. It's like a quiz show. So I'll ask the questions. You'll buzz in, and you'll buzz in by just saying your name. So Mom, you can go by Mom, or you can go by Wanda, which is her name. You know, you buzz in and you answer the question, you get a point. Pretty simple. The thing is, you can trash talk. You can just get on to the other person. If you're stomping them, you can rub it in their face. As the host, I have the right to do so too. So that's the throwdown side of it. You can do some trash talking.
Oh, Lord.
So, if you're a nice person who talks all nice and sweet, this is not the show for you. But no cursing. No cursing. That is that's the only thing you can't do. Or punching if you happen to be in the same room, which you're not. But if you can throw a fist that far. So it's a lot of fun. All right, so is everybody ready?
Sure, ready.
All right, and you win some prizes too.
Becca.
Yes, you win some prizes too. By the way, so and it'll be easy to deliver them to Mom. That'll save a lot of postage. So. Here we go. First question.
You can give mine to somebody else.
All right. We have Mom is going to donate the winnings to someone. So, you know what? Hold on. We gotta hold on a second because we gotta throw somebody else in this mix that just showed up in the chat room. All right. The person in the chat room that just showed up named Shane. You need to call in 877-876-7797. So, all right, Shane, 877-876-7797, he needs to call in. If he calls in, we're going to have a problem. Everybody's going to think nothing but my family listens to the show because that's my brother. So we'll make this
I want you to look.
Becca? Becca, are
you filling out numbers? So
yeah.
I'm
yeah. You know, I.
You're going down because the chat room loves me.
And Becca, I promise I did not turn this into the Greer Becca battle, the Greer Boyd battle, I guess we could say.
Oh my God!
I did not email the questions ahead of time to any family members, so we're good.
He did not even know I was going to do this tonight.
I didn't. But, you know, Becca, I'll tell you this. You do have a leg up on them because you are more involved in this than they are. That's so true.
We are done about the paranormal.
They don't see. They pay me no attention. No attention whatsoever.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
I'm not going to answer any questions.
Okay. All right. He said he's going to call in here in a minute. He's a forgetful person. 877-876-7797. You know, unless somebody beats him to it. Now, that would be great. Somebody said they can beat my brother, call in, and be a contestant. That would be good. That would be funny. It would be a lot of fun.
They can do it. Your brother's.
That's right. So as soon as he calls in, we'll get to it. So, Becca, you gonna make the 24-hour broadcast?
The who?
The 24-hour
broadcast.
Yeah, yeah. I'm officially giving you an invite, whether you want to show up or whether you want to come call in at some point.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. April 17th, mark it. All right.
Is that okay?
April 17th, so don't miss it. 24-hour broadcast, St. Augustine, Florida, live from the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum. Yeah.
I am so there.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, and he didn't invite me to that.
It's implied.
Jeremiah, you can't not invite your mom to that.
I did. It's implied, right? Isn't family really? Shouldn't they be there? Mom, you are invited to the 24-hour broadcast.
There you go.
Oh, I'm so honored.
Formal invitation.
All right. See, we got now we got that out of the way. Do I have any other family members I should call up and invite? We call them right now. Excuse me. We got somebody in the chat room talking about Ripley's is haunted. There is actually haunting stories about Ripley's. The place was somebody's house. If you've never seen this, you got to look it up. It's the Warden Castle. Wait a minute. Here we go. Let's get them added on. Is this Mr. Shane?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You have no idea what you just got involved in, got pulled into, do you?
I don't. But hold on, I hear you talking to me, but you're talking on the. How are you doing that?
Are you got your speakers on?
Yeah.
All right. Cut them off.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yep. Cut them off. You'll get the delay, and it's echo effect that's really confusing. All right, let me finish what we're saying. What was talking? Oh, the Warden Castle. Look it up. It looks like a castle. A guy built it and lived in it for quite some time. It was a hotel. Caught fire. Two people died in the fire, and then it became I think about 10, 12 years later, something like that. It said abandoned, and then became the first Ripley's Museum, which amazing was after Robert Ripley's death. He never actually got to see the first museum. Okay, but now on to the throwdown, because that's what we're here for. So, Shane, we have with us so far, we have Becca Boyd, and of course you know her as Mom. That is Wanda. So,
oh.
Yes. So the throwdown goes like this.
I remember.
All right, you remember Mom? Yeah, she's a good lady. We'll try to get through this without laughing all the time, because it does get a little crazy. The rules of the throwdown are pretty much what you do is I'll ask a question, you buzz in by saying your name, and then you answer the question, you get points. The thing is, why it's the throwdown is you can basically trash talk, rub it into each other's face if you're kicking their butt, whatever. No cursing, Kids, we do have children listen to the show, whatnot. So no cursing, anything like that. But you can trash talk. So, all right, is everybody ready?
Sure.
Yes.
Do we still have the woman known as Mom?
Yes.
Okay, there she is. So I guess you're ready.
My voice has gotten meaner.
Okay. All right. So she's ready. Here we go. First question. And by the way, the chat room is the judges. If I ever turn to the judges, that's who I'm going to. All right. Here we go. We'll start off with a shadows in the dark question. These questions can be mixed. They can be paranormal. They can be non-paranormal. They can be about shadows in the dark, a little of this and that. So we'll start off with shadows in the dark one. What is the exact date of Shadows in the Dark's very first show? Month, day, and year. Anybody? Anybody?
Do we have to say Ben?
Yeah, you have to say your name to
say Ben?
Yeah, you say your name. That's
do
how you buzz
like
it.
Wanda.
Okay. All right. So
Mom
Wanda. What is the answer?
It was November. April.
Okay. April.
The whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing. Month,
the
day, year.
18th.
Of
2007.
Okay, no, you were close though, very, very close, but you were off. All right, Shane or Beckett, either one of you want to buzz in, try to answer.
I have any points for calling in?
What?
Do I get any points for calling into that show? I think I did.
For calling into what show? Oh, no. You don't get any points. But yes, you did call into that show. Okay. all right. Becca or Shane? You know, anybody buzzing in?
I'm trying to cheat.
I don't even remember my last birthday. I have a hard time remembering.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll say time on that one. That was April the 20th, 2007. Oh, man.
And that's my anniversary.
I know.
You start off with the hard questions first.
Before my anniversary.
Well, that wasn't a hard question. I know that. Who wouldn't know that answer? Who wouldn't know that answer to that question? All right. Especially my own family. Becky, you see what I deal with every day? I tell you. Okay, here we go. Next question. We'll see if y'all can do better.
Oh, wait, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
That was the Bigfoot show, right?
No, that wasn't the Bigfoot show. Hold on. I got to keep track of everybody's points because Shane is now at -1 for having it completely confused.
Outstanding.
That was the second show.
You can tell your family loves you.
I know. Yeah, you got. Oh yeah. By the way, I do have the right to take away points. You'll learn. There'll be new rules kind of pop up here and there, throughout this. So you know. Yeah. There you go. That is the best thing to do. all right.
Hey, just remember, I gave birth to you.
Yes. Mom is leading by one. All right. We have our next question. Is what was the last name of the family that moved in the house made famous by Amityville Horrors?
Becca. The Lutzes?
Yes, the Lutzes. That was kind of a tongue twister, wasn't it? Lutzes
that was
is a
duh question.
That was a duh question, but you know, I don't know if Mom and Shane knew it. We won't poke fun at them if they didn't. The Lutz. Easy one. Simple question.
Yep.
Surprised we had one buzz in. All right, next question.
I'm just new. It was a scary place.
Yes, it was. All right, here we go. Next question. Let me look. I'm looking on my list here. This one's a tough one. Can you name the two girls involved in the Watsika Wonder? There was two girls involved in this, and I'll give you a little bit more of the story. It was a case of a possession, kind of unlike most possessions that you hear about. Oh.
You got any hints?
That was my hint. Wanda slash mom.
Demon possession?
No. I need the names of the two girls. You can get, if you know the last names, we'll take those. Shane or Becca, do either one want to buzz in? The Watsika Wonder. You got to check out this story.
What if I know one of the names? Shane.
All right.
Is everybody at that point?
I don't know. What's your answer?
Lorenzi?
yeah, Lorenzi. That was one of them. Do you know the other one?
No, I don't.
Oh, Lorenzi. Becca, do you want to give it a shot?
You know, I work really closely with a demonologist, and I should probably know this. And she'll probably look at me and go, what the heck? But, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, because it wasn't a case of a demon possession. Mm-hmm. That's what makes this story very, very interesting. So I'll give Shane a half a point. It was at -0.5. Becca, Becca is at 1, and Mom is at 1. It is Lorenzi Venom and Mary Roth. What makes this case very interesting is Mary supposedly possessed the body of Lorenzi to heal her. From a disease that or some kind of ailment that she herself had and died from, and people thought she was crazy, put her in an insane asylum, and you know, it was bad. And so you got to check out the story. There is a PDF version of a guy who interviewed eyewitnesses of this, the Venom family, the Roth family, Lorenzi Venom, and it's you can go Google it or whatever, and you can download it for free.
That's really cool.
Yes, check it out. See, Becky, you hear the excitement in their voice about, wow, that's a cool story. Just Don't get it. Yeah. Don't get it. I don't get it. All right. All right. Here we go. Next question. No, it's a good story. All right. Our next question. What did we say the score was? Negative 0.5. Shane, Becca 1, Mom 1. All right. Here you go. Easy question. What is the name of this quiz show?
Becca.
All right, Becca.
Paranormal Throwdown.
Yes, it's the Paranormal Throwdown. Wow. How many times did I say that? How many times?
We refreshed the chat and heard it about 30 more times because we started back from the beginning of your show, so it's kind of drummed in my head now.
The Paranormal Throwdown. All right. So, for those who are joining into the chat room, probably wondering what the heck is going on. We are playing the Paranormal Throwdown. If you're not familiar with this little quiz show version of For Shadows in the Dark, most of the time we're a very open show. We I wouldn't say I'm serious, but we have a lot of fun and we never really start poking fun at people and being able to just throw down. So that's what we're doing right now. But in the form of a quiz show. All right, our next question. I can't believe that. Almost nobody knew that answer. Okay.
I'm
all right, here we go. In Bram Stoker's book, Dracula, the book, how was Dracula killed? How was Dracula killed in Bram Stoker's Dracula? Did you buzz in, Shane, or were you coughing? Or sneezing? Oh, Shane. Okay, all right. How was he killed?
Stake through the heart.
No. Ah, see, that was kind of a tricky question, and it worked. No, it was not a stake.
I thought that's the only way a vampire could be killed.
No. So
he was wrong?
He was wrong. So Becca, our mom, do you wish to buzz in?
Mom?
Okay, Mom?
Can I answer?
Well, you buzzed in. Burnt by the sunlight is incorrect.
That was probably my second guess.
Somebody in the chat room said choked on a steak.
Okay.
All right. All right, Becca. Becca, do you have an answer or a guess? Or are you trying to flip through?
I'm just going to guess they cut off his head.
They cut off his head. No, they did not cut off his head.
Yeah,
no, they didn't. And you know what? I am proud of all of you for not Googling while you were waiting on the others to answer. Thank you so much. If you are caught Googling, you will be banned from the quiz show for 30 seconds, which probably doesn't even matter. But the answer to the question, yes, the answer to the question is he was actually stabbed in the heart with a knife, not a steak, a knife. And I think his throat was cut first, and then
a steak knife.
That's what I meant.
You meant steak knife. Oh. Well, okay. All right. You're back at zero for creativity. You are back at zero for creativity. Becca is at one, and Mom is at one. Steak knife. Oh, that was a good one.
Are you going to ban me?
No, I'm not going to ban. Why would I ban you? I wouldn't ban you.
Just because of how you are.
All right.
I got to confess something. I did Google the last one, Mike. So I already took my 30 seconds off, though.
Which one did you Google?
No, the only one I got right.
Oh, the Rancy Venom. You cheater. Oh my goodness! You were back. You know you're negative. Negative one. Negative one.
I am
negative one.
I'm not using Google.
You're resourceful.
negative one.
Hey, but I told the truth.
So all right.
I got right.
Negative 0.5 for telling the truth. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Not a problem. That's what we're here for. All right. Our next question is.
Hey, don't tell Mom.
Okay, I won't tell her. All right. I won't let her know. Okay. How many toes on each foot does SpongeBob have?
Mm-hmm. Didn't expect that one, did you? How many toes on each
foot? Okay, that's just out of left field.
We brought a SpongeBob question up the last time, and so I was like, that's not paranormal. Okay, listen, we are talking about a sponge that talks, that lives in a pineapple under the sea, has a star friend that talks. Come on. Now, you're going to tell me that that is not paranormal? Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
that's right.
That's
exactly. We have proof he exists. It comes on. They run marathons all the time that show documentaries on little SpongeBob. So you should check it out. Anybody? How many toes on each foot does SpongeBob have?
Becca? Is it four?
It is four. Wow. Do you watch SpongeBob? Huh?
Nope.
Oh, wow. Wow. That was a good guess then. I watch SpongeBob
all the time.
And, you know. Somebody's saying, doesn't he wear shoes? Yes, he does, and he rarely takes them off. There are only a few episodes. Gosh, I sound like a SpongeBob expert. That where he actually shows his feet. I have four kids, and I think SpongeBob has pretty much been around ever since they were the first one was born, or at least the second. All right, here we go. Mm-hmm, yes, I'm surprised you missed that one, Mom. Okay, here's our next one. This is true or false. True or false? So you got a 50-50 chance. True or false? Should be easy. At least somebody. We have three people. I'm kind of guessing at least one is going to get it right here. Okay. Jeremiah spells frog F-R-A-W-G.
Mom.
Mom beat you on that one.
Okay.
Mom, true or false? True. No, that is not true. All right, Shane, hopefully you won't miss it. What is the true or false?
Think hard.
True, Shane.
False is correct. I don't spell it that way, but I say it that way. Goodness gracious.
Yes.
Did you Google that one? Am I going to take away points?
Why does that have JP? You are.
All right. All right. Yes, I say frog, but I do not spell it F-R-A-W-G. And I know two other people that are on the line with us that probably say frog as well. Frog. So our score at this moment is Shane at a half a point. Becca at 2 and Mom at 1. We actually have kind of a close game. Usually it's a blowout on this. It's amazing. Becca, you know, I would have thought you would have been a lot farther ahead. I don't know what's going on. All right. Here we go. Our next question. McKinley Street is America's shortest street at 15 feet long. What city and state is it located in? City and state.
Mom.
Mom.
I think Seattle.
No, it's not Seattle.
No.
All right, Shane or Becca?
Shane.
City and state. Shane. Oh, quick type in there. That was pretty good. Uh-huh.
How about Tacoma?
No, it's not Tacoma. You better Google again. Becca, do you have a guess?
I'm following the rules, man. No more good ones for me.
All right. Becca.
I have no clue.
No clue? Okay, well, it is.
I stink at geography.
It's Bell Fountain, Ohio. Bell Fountain, Ohio. McKinley Street, 15 feet long. Very, very cool. Becca, we got one in the chat room saying
how long it was.
Well, that would have been an easy one because, you know, you've heard stuff on this one here recently. So, which, by the way, gives me the chance to do a shameless plug. Listen to Ripley's Radio at Ripley's
Radio.
Wait a second. Now your son's trying to plug his works and his you know, what he does out there. Go to RipleyRadio.com and listen to Ripley's Radio. I will be doing a regular segment for them called Out There. where I kind of get maybe quite possibly in a sticky situation in mysterious, unusual, or paranormal places. So make sure to check it out. They will be inserting those in their shows. Mm-hmm. They're about 2 minutes long. A lot of fun. All right, there we go. I'm done with my shameless plug. I am done with that.
Really,
so yeah, does anybody else need to plug anything while we're here? You know, while we're doing it, we might as well. Shane, got something going on? Want to tell everybody about?
Nothing much.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. Okay. Mom, how about yourself?
I'm taking up a retirement fund for myself, so if anybody wants to give.
Okay. Well, that's a good plan. Becca, how about you? Becca, how about yourself?
I absolutely love your family. let me see. Anything to plug? Oh, Katie's book.
Yes.
Creepy Ghosts and Spooky Legends in Rhode Island is coming out.
Ooh, when is that coming out?
My book. That's coming out, I believe, in January, along with my book, Raising Indigo Crystalline Psychic Kids, which is also dropping end of December, beginning of January.
So you two got some coming out right now. Now, I know Katie has a book out right now.
Yes, she does, Devils and Demonology in the 21st Century. It's all about everything that she does as a demonologist. Absolutely awesome.
Yes.
Absolutely awesome book.
Good stuff. All right, there we go. We all anything else?
No, not that I can think of.
All right. You gonna be anywhere, speaking anywhere anytime soon? You are, Katie?
I think as far as I'm concerned, things are pretty, you know, kind of open for the winter, but let me see. I'm trying to think here. Well, I did talk to somebody about writing a column for a magazine.
Oh, I've heard of that magazine before. I think you're talking about. Yeah. What is it?
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I think it's called Mysteries.
Mysteries. Mysteries magazine. Why does that sound so familiar?
I've heard it's pretty cool.
Mysteries magazine. I know that sound. Gosh,
just
I can't. I can't put a hand on. Oh, okay. Yes. Right there it is on the desk. Thank you very much there. We're gonna be you're gonna be writing a column for us that kind of where people can send in their questions and it's gonna be kind of a I don't want to say in case somebody will knock me for copyright infringements or something, but we don't know what it's gonna be titled yet. But you can send in questions to Becca and she'll answer them. So kind of like a dear psychic, please help me kind of thing, right? So that describes the best I can describe it without feeling like I'm going to say something where I'm going to get a phone call tomorrow.
Right. Copyright infringement. No, it's just an advice column, you know. Any questions that you have, if you have kids who have abilities, if you're facing a haunting and you don't know what's going on, and, you know, or if you're wondering if your grandfather's around or whatever, you know, send in your questions. Relationships, send in your questions. Check it out, you know, and most likely you'll get answered.
All right, yeah, it's going to be good, So, and, you know, we're hoping to get Katie there, nudge, hint, hint, to write us up some stuff, too.
She already said she's interested.
So, yes, that would be great, too. So, well, I tell you what, let's take a quick little break, give you guys, a bit to work out a little bit more. The score at this moment for the Paranormal Throwdown is Shane has half a point. Have we ever had half a point on here? How do you even get a half a point? We have Becca at 2, and we have Mom at 1. So Becca with a demanding lead, running away with it. We'll see if she can keep that up. So we'll be back in a minute. We'll continue the Paranormal Throwdown. All right, everyone, we are back to the Paranormal Throwdown, and I'm sorry I come back laughing there. We were talking about the Mothman. I wish he would make an appearance. I don't see him hanging out in the chat room or anything like that. It'd be nice if we'll have to get him on the next contest. All right, but here's a little update. The score right now is Shane at half a second, Becca at 2, and Mom at 1. So, let's continue on. Well, let us move forward. We're going to play for about another 20 minutes, and that will be the end of that. So you guys better start throwing it down because we got a close game going here, and anything can happen. So watch what you say to the host in particular if you want to remain in the lead or close to getting caught up to the lead. Here we go. Let me find a good one here. Okay, here we go. What is considered
the Roswell of the United Kingdom. What UFO case is considered the Roswell of the United Kingdom? We've talked about it many times on the show. I actually use this quiz show to test listeners' knowledge, see if they really pay attention. So what is considered the Roswell of the United Kingdom? 3 seconds. 2 seconds.
I'm a ghost girl. I don't know aliens.
Oh, well, okay. All right, 1 second. Nobody got that one. It is called the Rendlesham the Rendlesham Forest incident. Rendlesham Forest incident. Interesting case.
Oh, my God. You say that, it rings a bell.
Ah, so, oh, yeah, really? That's, you know, these aren't hard questions. All right, next one.
How about some easy ones?
Okay, all right. I'll give you an easy one. Here we go.
Good.
Well, I'm looking. All right, here we go. This is an easy one. On the A-team.
Oh, yes.
On the A-team, what was the name of the nutty, unpredictable member? The nutty...
Shane.
Okay, Shane.
That would be, it was Hannibal, wasn't him, it wasn't Faith, it was Mr. Murdoch.
Murdoch, yes, Murdoch. See, I told you, I gave you an easy one. Murdoch, so
right.
Shane has...
Keep him coming.
That's my only A-team one I have. So.
Okay.
I think you probably name all the A-teams.
Dun, 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 dun. I remember the theme song.
They were awesome, man. You can't go, A-team was the just awesome. All right, Shane has 1.5 points, Becca with 2, Mom with 1. Becca, did you grow up on the A-team?
I don't know who they are.
Oh, you don't know who the A-team is? You don't know who the A-team is? Oh, my goodness.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Need education.
Okay, listen. You just go spend some time on YouTube. I am sure they got clips or at least shows of the A-team. It was a band of rogue military. They were AWOL, and
like commandos.
Yeah, like commandos, and they all had these neat specialties. And they would travel around just basically helping people. And you know, like somebody, you know, like some big company was trying to come in and take somebody's farm, so they would come in and make it not happen. And of course, it was kind of illegal the way that, you know, this big company would be going about it. It was a great show, and they had Mr. T. You know who Mr. T is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. T was in it. He was B.A. Baracus. that's the show.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not like their van wasn't very conspicuous.
No. B.A. Baracus is what made Mr. T famous. So, yes, go do some... Go. there is your rundown on the A-team. So... All right, here we go. Next question. You're going to spend all night on YouTube watching the A-team, I'm telling you.
I am.
Okay, here we go. Oh, here we go. Now. This one's easy, but it could be tough. I don't know. What was the name of the man found dead at the bottom of Lake Clinch that was the featured article for this last issue of that magazine I hear is so wonderful, Mysteries Magazine?
Mom. Click one under the door.
all right, the name of the man found dead at the bottom of Lake Clinch and the article featured in the last issue of Mysteries Magazine. Anybody?
Mom.
Hey, Mom, I heard you buzz in.
Yeah, I said slip my magazine under the door.
No, I heard you buzz in like a full buzz in. I heard you say, "Mom."
No, don't you get Dr. Point?
I didn't say Mom. You said Mom. They get to go first.
All right. So we'll go. Buzzers reset. Anybody want to buzz in? The name of the man that was found dead. Anybody flipping through their magazine? Everybody. I don't know if everybody has one. Sitting there flipping, looking online. Shane. Shane.
I think it was a Steve something.
No,
he was like a doctor.
No, it
was
wasn't.
Fish.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Steve. Someone in the chat room is giving a hint. CM. CM is his initials. CM is his initials. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Jane.
You already buzzed Charles in and missed something. It. You already missed it. Oh, you can't buzz in a second time.
Well, you
didn't
give me that rule.
Well, as I I did say that you will learn new rules as we move along.
Okay, well, thanks.
Hey, not a problem. That's one. that's how we operate here. it was Charles Mallett. Charles Mallett. So there we go. All right, just a quick run through. We still have everybody on the line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, we're still here.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure we still got all our contestants. Sometimes we lose people. I swear it's not on purpose. All right, here you go. Why are we Becca, here you go. This one's for you. the other two have a very good chance of answering it too, but I think you'll buzz in a little quicker on this one. Maybe. Well, I don't know. What is the ghost hunter Grant Wilson's other known talent besides ghost hunting? Grant Wilson.
What?
Besides ghost hunting, what's his other known talent? Ghost hunting. Who buzzed in? What happened?
Becca.
Okay. All right. Becca.
Plumbing.
No. It's not plumbing. But yeah, I mean that's a good. I'll give you that was a educated answer. I'll give you a quarter of a point for that, because technically you might be able to. You might be able to consider that. You know, are they plumbers anymore? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I doubt it. All right, Shane.
He can teach squirrels how to dance.
He can teach squirrels how to dance. That is close. That is close. On some other parallel universe, but it was close. Mom, do you have an answer?
Well, Becca took my answer.
Sorry.
I was a climber.
You know, that happens on the Paranormal Throwdown. People will take your answers, and they are never apologetic about it. So you kind of got a first there from Becca, who did apologize. All right. Well, the answer is musician. And yes, Crystal, plumbers charge more than doctors, unless you had the doctor I had the other day. Yes, it is musician. Musician, so check it out. He's a musician. You know, if you were, go and check him out on MySpace. I think he has a little musician thing up there. So good music. Should check it out. All right, I'm giving all kinds of people just plugs, and it's crazy. All right, here we go. This one may be a little difficult. Unlike all the others, you know. How many questions have we asked before? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, like 13, 14 questions. We've managed to score 4.5 points out of 14 questions. You guys are doing good. This may be one of the highest percentages that we have seen to date.
A bonus round?
There is no bonus round, no. No, I could not put myself through a bonus round. All right, here we go. The next question is, I lost it. What is the time prompt phenomenon? What is the time prompt phenomenon? Time prompt phenomenon. All right. Five seconds. Five.
Four, three, two, one.
Three. Two. Time prompt phenomenon. Wow, you know what? Yeah, we got to get some people out there learned up on some different aspects of the paranormal and strange and weird and unusual. All right, that would be if you are looking at a clock with all the digits being the same. You just have this sudden feeling to look at the clock and it's like 2:22, it's 11:11, it's 3:33, it's 10:10. I'm trying to make sure I don't give a number that doesn't exist, you know. Something along those lines. That is the time prompt phenomenon.
5:55.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you call the one, like, if you you look at the clock, you see hello, and you see words, you know, that can be spelled out in some digits like that? So I wonder if there's a phenomenon for that. Huh. We're gonna have to start one. There we go. We're gonna start one and write a book on it. The hello time phenomenon. Yeah. Yeah. That's it right there. All right. Here we go. Our next one, let's see. Okay. What is the name of Disney's sitcom about wizards?
Becca. Wizards of Waverly Place?
It is Wizards of Waverly Place. It is. I am so happy somebody got that one, so I don't feel bad because I have seen it many times. Are you a Wizards of Waverly Place? you a Disney Channel fan and Wizards of Waverly Place?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, come on, just a minute. It's a kid show, but it's a fun show. You know,
it's cute.
It is. It's a good show. See, look, even some of the chat rooms said it's a fun show. See, look at there.
That is adorable.
It is a very good show. Okay, next question. What? I changed it up. Sorry, Miss Scarlet. Miss Scarlet. Oh, this is gonna be a tough one for all three of y'all. I have a feeling no one's gonna answer it, but I'm asking it anyway. Miss Scarlet has made what person famous? Miss Scarlet is a dog, has made what person famous?
Shane. Professor Plum.
Professor Plum. No, isn't that from Clue? Yeah. Is that from Clue?
Yeah.
yeah, I think that's a Clue. I'm not sure. Miss Scarlet is too, isn't she?
Colonel Mustard, Miss Scarlet, Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum.
That's right.
Made famous in the atrium with the lip high.
That's all right. Anybody, Becca or Mom? What Miss Scarlet made what person famous? Nope. All right. The answer to that Okay. All right. The answer to that one is Charlie Carlson. Charlie Carlson. And I know a lot of people scratching their head, who the heck is that guy? Well, probably if you Google Miss Scarlet, then you'll figure out who Charlie Carlson is. So, but no, Charlie Carlson, obviously, he is a regular guest on the show, co-owner with myself, Shadows Media, co-publisher, Mysteries Magazine, whatever you want to throw in there, author of Weird Florida. So, you know, obviously you three don't listen to the show much.
No, I know who Charlie is. I just don't know who Miss Scarlet is.
Yeah, that's true.
He wrote the Weird Florida book.
Yeah, didn't I just say that? I don't know. Yes. That's. no, Miss Scarlet is his dog.
Shatters Media.
No, he has a series out. It's not a series. I don't know what you call like a documentary. Yeah, a documentary on PBS running down in Florida, in which Miss Scarlet co-hosts Weird Florida Road Less Travel, where they actually travel out to a lot of these weird locations in Florida. Miss Scarlet has just become the star of the show. Poor Charlie. I think he'll get over it. We ate lunch today. He cried a little bit about it, but you know he realizes it's a good thing. All right. Our next question. Name two, only two, paranormal researchers who are bald. Two paranormal that we know of. Becca.
I believe John
Zaffis
is kind of bald, isn't he?
Okay, well, he is, but we'll go with completely bald.
Oh, we'll go with completely bald?
Yes.
Oh, crap.
Uh-oh. Oh, I just threw a wrench in that one.
He's the Jason guy from Taps, and...
Well, what's his name?
I don't know. His name's... This is going to sound horrible, but I haven't watched that since, like, the first season. And so I really don't know.
I don't watch it much myself anymore, but,
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Jason Hawes. Jason Hawes.
Is Becca back there yelling answers to you?
No, Katie's not back there yelling answers at me.
I mean, Katie, did I say... I said
like, I should have been on here.
I said Becca, didn't I? Wow, you guys got me all confused. Okay, all right, Do you have another one?
Oh, gosh, I'm trying to think now. Well, famous? Oh, I'm trying to think. I don't know. No, I don't.
Okay, Jason Hawes. I'll give you a half a point for Jason Hawes.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. You're not supposed to be polite on the throwdown, but you're welcome. Shane or Mom, do you care to try to name two yourself? Obviously not Jason Hawes.
Bald. Donut.
Okay, Mom, throw it in the towel. Okay, well, one other one we would have accepted would be Nick Redfern. That was actually the only two we had written down, so that's where that one's going to end. Jason Hawes and Nick Redfern is all we could come up with. All right.
Does it count if we know, like, if we happen to know paranormal investigators from the future? Does it count?
No. And somebody said. Somebody said Joe Wright. Yes, Joe Wright is a bald paranormal investigator, probably most known in North Carolina. See, look, oh, see, you missed that one, Becca. You could have said Joe Wright. He was at FathomCon. Yeah, you missed that one. Ooh.
Oh, man. I guess I
did
that.
Oh, okay, here we go. Next question. Let me see. I got to find one that we haven't asked yet. Ooh, here we go. This is an easy one, I guess. We'll see. All right. What field of paranormal research is Dan Aykroyd most noted to be active in? What field of paranormal research is Dan Aykroyd most noted to be active in? He's all over the place,
Shane.
Talking with Shane.
Shane.
Ghostbusting.
Hey,
Ghostbusting. All right. I'll give you half a point for me not really expecting that answer.
Wait. I mean, more people know about that than anything else.
That's
sure.
True, but this is not a field of paranormal research that was in a movie. He is in real life noted to be active in this field of paranormal. You did get a half a point out of that because I really did not expect it. I really.
Becca.
Okay, Becca.
Isn't he into cyclical studies and psychic research?
I would say yes, but this is the one he is most noted. He's very active in this. He talks a lot about it. More than anything else, he's into. I'll give you another. Because he's into the crystal skulls. But that's not the answer. Most noted, right. Mom. Do you have a? I guess you want to throw out there, or maybe you know.
I don't know. What about cryptozoology?
Cryptozoology, no. It's ufology.
Good guess, Mom.
That was a great
ufology?
Guess. Ufology, UFOs. He is into UFOs. Most noted. He's out there talking about a lot.
I got the ology part.
You got the you did get the ology, but no, I'm sorry. I will not give a half a point for ology because almost every scientific field ends in ology. So, hauntingology, that's out there. I'm not sure what else, mysteriousology. Mysteriology, would that be what you call that? Mysteriology.
So
it was worth a try. It doesn't hurt to ask. That is one thing. You can ask the host questions on the show. Chances are you don't get what you want, but you are more than free to do so. All right, our next question. We may be able to get two more, and that might be it. All right. That's going to be a tough one. I don't know. I'm looking at them like, okay,
what?
No, the other ones were easy. They were simple.
Okay.
But of course, I already know the answers for them. I looked them all up. All right. Okay. Here we go. Let's see who was paying attention. We always throw a little bit of these in there, too. I love these questions. What was the name of the man that appeared on Coast to Coast claiming to have found a hole in excess of 15 miles deep in his backyard? The name of the man appeared numerous times on Coast to Coast claiming to have found a hole in excess of 15 miles deep
in his backyard?
Shane. That would be Mel.
Mel, what's his last name?
Hole.
Mel
Hole. Mel's Hole, that's all I know. The Indian guy too, Red Elk. Red Elk. How's that?
Anything
like that?
No. Red Elk. Red Elk did not make the claim to have found it. He did say he was there with his father, and they know it's 25 to 28 miles deep. All right, Becca, our mom. I think we were talking about this on the break. Becca, our mom.
But,
you know his name's Mel.
Yeah. Don't forget my phone got cut off during the break, too.
Oh, that's right, it did.
Yeah, Red Elk.
All right, the answer is Mel Waters. Mel Waters. All right. Nobody was like, aha, yeah, that was it. Okay.
I got a partial point for getting that.
He's going in and out. Something awful. I'm trying to get good signal. Hold on.
Uh-oh. No excuses. 2.25 points for Shane. 2.25. So 2.25, Shane. Becca has 3.75, and Mom has 1. 1 is the loneliest number. Okay. Let's see. Oh, all right. Here we go. Our last question. Oh, I'm trying to say. I've got marks all over my paper. I don't even know which ones I've already asked. And I'm trying to give you guys an easy one. At least I thought I have a couple times, but apparently not. All right. There's one. Where's it at? Come on. All right. Here it is. What three signs of the zodiac have horns? Those are things come out of the head, little pointy stuff, in case you need some images.
Shane, I'll take a guess at it.
Okay, Shane buzzed in first.
That would be Taurus.
Taurus is one, yes.
Yes, and horns. Crabs don't have horns.
Okay, sorry, no.
Draco, but I don't know if that's considered in Zodiac. It's a dragon, they don't have horns. Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Draco?
No, not Draco.
Taurus, Draco.
No, Draco. No Draco.
All right, well, I'll take my third of a point and call it a night.
Okay, you think you're getting a third of a point? Look at that. Are you trying to call the score here? Becca or Mom, do you have an answer? Taurus is one, so obviously you can use that.
Right. What do you consider horns? Is it like the curvy part of the Gemini sign, or is it like real horns?
Real horns. Don't look at the chat room because they're sharing the answer there. Hint. I didn't say anything about not using the chat room. No, I didn't. Okay. All right.
Becca. Okay, so it's, let me think here. Taurus.
Capricorn.
Aries,
that is right. Aries, Taurus, and Capricorn all have horns. All right, here is our final score. Let me just total this up. Can't believe a low percentage. I'll carry that. All right. Shane has 2.25. Becca has 4.75. And Mom, you can share yours if you wish. We can lock it up in the vault if you want us to. It's one. Okay. you guys did too bad. What is that? 6, 7, 8? 8 questions out of about 30. You guys obviously know your stuff. So congratulations on that, showing your extensive knowledge of the unexplained. And this is recorded, and a lot of people do listen to the podcast and the archives of the show. Just so you know. Okay, so this is what you
win.
Okay, this is what we win. Now we have three places.
So this is so third place, which goes to Mom, who has donated her so kindly to those someone out there that is listening. You know, quite frankly, it sounds like, you know, the way the score went, everybody might just take the prizes themselves and read them and listen to them. But that's up to you. So we have Crooked Soli, A Crop Circle Revelation. It's a little book, very small book, about 70-some pages long. It's about crop circles, a little bit of a study on crop circles. This is the third place, by the way. They will also get a William Cooper conspiracy CD. You know, this is William Cooper, the guy who was gunned down by police. He was a big conspiracy theorist. You know, or, you know, not really gunned down. There was like a standoff and whatnot. All right. Now, Mom, who do you want to donate that to? Are you looking at the chat room still? Pick somebody. Except for Captain Bugface.
I'm looking.
Not Captain Bugface.
Except for who?
Captain Bugface. Or Shane.
Who is Moopy Goo?
Moopy Goo or Moopy Goo. You can't donate to Moopy Goo.
Can't give it to Moopy Goo. What about Moonchild?
All right, it goes to Moonchild. That will be off on its way to Canada. So, all right, second place, who was that? That was Shane, right?
I'll donate mine too, I think.
Are you going to donate yours too? Okay, you get Thank You for the Flowers, which is short stories by Scott Nicholson. He is a Appalachian author, so good book. And also Spots Before Your Eyes, the 1966 UFO documentary. It's a documentary, obviously, on UFOs from 1966. That was self-explanatory. So Shane, pick somebody.
How about Crystal?
All right, that goes to Crystal. So that will be taking a nice little trip to Florida. All right, and Becca, are you ready for the grand prize? The prize that everyone wants.
Sure.
All right, let's go.
Sure.
I'm telling you, people are going to beat you up for this stuff. I am so sorry. I am so sorry. But all right, so it is a Shadows in the Dark T-shirt. Our nice gray T-shirt with the logo on there. So you get one of those. So you can just email me your size, and I'll send that to you. As well as a, I don't know if you already have one, but the last issue of Mysteries Magazine, issue 24. Did you get one? I don't know if you did or not.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, you will get issue number 24 of Mysteries Magazine along with that. And
awesome.
So there you go. And that is the Paranormal Throwdown. Well, I want to thank all three of y'all for playing along with us. It was a lot of fun. And congratulations on that record-setting percentage of correct answers. You know, that's amazing. That's I'm telling you, there's some high percentages you guys had to beat. So you done a good job. But
congratulations, Becca.
All right. Well, I know we have some that are going to be heading off to bed and all that fun stuff. So we will talk to everyone later. Becca, just email me your size and mailing address, and we'll get it out to you.
All right. Thanks so much, Jeremiah.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you, Mommy and Shane as well.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, there we go. That was the Paranormal Throwdown. Always a lot of fun. And there we go. Look at that. We had a visit from the family, Mom and Brother Shane. So that was kind of a pleasure to have them on the show. A lot of fun with that. And as well as Becca Boyd, thank you so much for joining us as well. Like I said, the Paranormal Throwdown, it's always a lot of fun. Like we said, some great prizes there, some stuff like that. Now let's take a quick little break. We'll come back, we'll close out the show, all that fun stuff. So here you go. A little bit of a big mix of the music tonight, so enjoy. All right, everyone. What a lot of fun that was. I tell you what, that was a great, great time. Congratulations to Beck on the prizes and those who had their prizes donated off to them. Of course, that was Crystal and Moonchild. So we'll start getting that stuff in the mail to you guys. So congratulations on that. Some nice, nice stuff. But no, we're mainly just going to go ahead and start closing everything out here. We see a lot of people already starting to leave. I guess they were here for the Paranormal Throwdown, except for the calling in part.
apparently they weren't here for that, but no. Well, we have coming up this Sunday, which is December the 6th, we're going to be interviewing Larry Baker on the show. He is the author of a book titled A Good Man. So we'll be we'll have him on. That should be a lot of fun there. After that, on the 10th, we will be inviting Don Smith. Let me get all the names here. It's hard to see them all. Don Smith, Robert Hesk, and Jason Doobie on the show as well. They have all kind of taken part in putting together a comic book series that is called 2012. It's got a number of different stories in there. Don was one of the contributing authors for that. So that should be good. We'll have Don on. That should be a fun show as well. And I just closed out the calendar. I guess that doesn't help any, does it? On December 13th, Stephen Jacobson will be joining us. He'll be talking about mind control in America. Is mind control around us? Are our minds being controlled by someone who we don't want controlling our minds, or, you know, who would really want that to happen? But he will be on to talk about mind control in America. December 17th, John Hogue will be on the show. He's a regular guest here. He'll be on during the first part of the show to talk about predictions for 2010. We usually kind of get John in on usually about four times throughout the year, but definitely during the end of the year to kind of, you know, see what we might be looking forward to in the upcoming year, which of course is 2010. Stephen Mailer, however you want to say it, is on the show during the second segment. He just came back from a trip from Egypt. That should be a good one. They go out to Egypt, or they go actually travel many different places. One of these, you know, tour, what do you call them? You know, these tours that take, you know, to spiritual places, interesting places like the Mayan pyramids. They go to Egypt. They go all different places. He is going to be on the second half to talk about those travels. If you remember, he's been on the show numerous times to discuss crystal skulls. December the 20th, we have Nelson Jessick. Nelson Jessick is a marine archaeologist. He has found some underwater treasure. He's going to come on the show, talk about it with us, and, you know, his experiences as a marine archaeologist. I'm really excited about that show. I think that'll be a lot of fun. Now, keep in mind, we will not broadcast on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. You know, those are some holidays. Of course, Christmas Eve is my birthday. So, you know, again, get up with me. I'll tell you where to send those presents to. And New Year's Eve, we might not be in shape to do the show. But yeah, that is some upcoming shows. Again, I really want to tell everybody how much I appreciate you joining us tonight. It seemed like we had a lot of new listeners in there, as well as those who are going to catch us on the archives. We really appreciate you, you know, tuning in on a regular basis. And always keep the emails coming in. Let us know how we're doing. What could we change? Don't forget, right now we also have the poll on the homepage. If you scroll down a little bit, it's called Your Thoughts. And the question that we're putting to you is, should Shadows in the Dark go to 2.5 hours? Looks like we've had quite a few people that have started taking part in this poll. I think we just put it up there not too long ago. So far, we have some saying the most are saying we want even more than 2.5 hours. Some saying add those 30 minutes to the end of the show. And we've got a couple saying, well, they like it at 2 hours. So, you know, take part in that, because we want to know what exactly you think. You know, do you want to see more Shadows in the Dark? We'd love to bring it to you. Start bringing a little few more segments, you know, some stuff like that. Even give some of our guests an opportunity to speak even more. If they want more time, well, they'll have that opportunity to do so. Now, by the way, which I do want to mention, the December 17th show with Stephen Mailer will be an extended show. It will actually go till midnight on that show. So we are going to extend the show for 30 minutes at the end of it. The first hour will be with John Hogue. The last hour will be with Stephen Mailer. So he said he had a lot to talk about. It was a great, great trip. You know, that is, you know, he's always been a great guest. But I tell you what, if you haven't subscribed, make sure to check out Mysteries Magazine. We're already starting on the next issue. It's going to be a good one, but you don't want to miss out on issue number 24. We'll keep you updated on the 24-hour broadcast coming up. But again, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, Mom, Shane, and Becca for calling in and taking part in the Paranormal Throwdown. We'll see everyone this Sunday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. This has been Shadows in the Dark, where the darkness is illuminated. Good night, everyone. Shadows.